Overcast day at Rentschler Field in Hartford, Connecticut, as we are set the opener between the Colonials and the Mountain Lions of Sacramento. And a good afternoon.
Lou, for the second week in a row, you are perfect in your predictions. What do you attribute that success to?
Well, over the summer, I went to the School of Prognostication hosted by Zippy. And although I am only in the middle of the pack, I think next year I might go for the platinum certificate and maybe try to get up into fifth or sixth place.
There you go, Dale Spook Video. Do that pitch about that school. All right, so I have a couple of wacky bear news things that I've called up. 2 weeks ago, the Redskins victory, I think it was. Tariq Cohen goes on Instagram and does a video, and in the background is Kyle Long completely pantsless and showing his Kyle Schlong.
The junk was out?
The junk was out. And well, of course he had to tweet later that the room was very cold. Apparently Kyle is not long.
Well, you know, that's just good old-fashioned locker room humor.
I was just so glad it was him, of anybody. And then, have you heard?
Did he even suit up?
He was out last game. He had a hip problem.
So it's gone up his body. He went from his ankles, and now it's up to his hips. Yes. He bypassed the knees. Okay.
Good man.
All right. Kyle.
Have you heard the Roquan Smith story?
I have not.
Okay, so right before the Vikings game, he is put on inactive for personal reasons, Lou. Personal reasons. And the team would not say what it was.
I'm all a dither.
So ESPN puts up that the Bears are reporting Roquan was not acting like himself. So it seems like a mental issue, Lou.
Good weed, maybe.
You know, that's happened in the NFL.
Never in the NBA, though.
So anyway, he reactivated himself for this game. So watch Roquan on Sunday.
Okay.
So lose Sunday NFL picks, the five-point system in place, the people, the liars coming out. Like, what was going on yesterday? When Dale Spook Grossman was right, a guy just came in, so I'm going to get an extra point for myself. They don't check that shit. Love it. So anyway, moving on. But I am tied for first with Danny Gallagher. I think Gallagher has never been first either.
Who is Danny Gallagher?
We don't know. Okay. Apparently Potter does. He always has a rough thing to say to him online. So, okay.
Way to go, Danny!
So, Lou, the Giants, again, in the midst of the Danny Jones era, have won two in a row for the first time since 2016. What do you think about that?
Go Jones!
They say this is the biggest game against the Vikings in the last 3 years for them. Because if they would go over 500 for the first time since 2016.
Yeah, they kind of sound like the White Sox.
They're just begging for that 500.
Holy shit.
Every time I get a game away, we lose five in a row.
You know, you move the team to New Jersey and the bar just goes right down to 500. Jesus
Christ. This is good. This is good. The headline on the New York Post today is the Jets sure could use Josh McCown right now.
Go Josh!
Can you imagine a team being so bad that the sports writer is begging for Josh McCown?
Oh, come on. Josh never got his dues.
He certainly didn't, as he's played for 9 teams, including the Hartford Colonials. Do you know anything about the Hartford Colonials, Lou?
You know, I don't, but I do remember when Lou was a wee lad, there were the Hartford Knights.
Were they a semi-pro team?
Yes, they were.
Yes. Like mill workers and...
I have no idea. You know, high school football coaches. They were just, you know, everywhere. Yeah, but pretty much, yeah. You know, they got paid to play part-time football.
Did you attend a night's game?
Never.
Okay. Never. And you didn't. You never attended a Hartford Colonials game?
No. No. I wonder if they play at Colt Park.
That was the United Football League that only lasted four seasons, from 2009 to 2012.
Is that where, what's his face? Oh, yeah, no. Where did, what was that, the World Football League?
Yes, the World Football League.
That was before it, right?
The USFL, Donald Trump had a team.
The USFL, okay. But who was that, Herschel Walker come out of the USFL?
Yeah.
Who was the big running back that, went to the U? They gave him the whole load of money.
Yeah, right, right. It was. I think it was...
Was it Herschel? Skull Brother?
I think it was.
Skull Brother!
So the teams in the UFL were the Florida Tuskers, the Hartford Colonials, the Las Vegas Locomotives, the Omaha Nighthawks, that's good, Sacramento Mountain Lions, and the Virginia Destroyers. Oh. Ooh, I would have been a Destroyers fan.
Okay.
Is that the league where the guy who was like, he hurt me or me hurt me? Remember, he didn't have a name, but it was a phrase?
I couldn't. This is the first time hearing of this rogue football league.
United Football League. United Football League. Lou, your question of the week.
Okay.
What personal reason is the best personal reason when you want to give that excuse?
Oh, we all know what that is.
That's your answer?
Yes, it is.
I can't say, for the first time, I can't say it doesn't get any better than that, because there has to be something better than that.
Oh, no.
Lou, give us your catchphrase out.
How outstanding we Gobbers!
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's UFL memorabilia. If you need stuff from the UFL, see Lou. He's desperate to get rid of it. At the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou memorabilia